CNBC. Let me see who else. I got HLN. Yeah, all the major networks are still pumping out stories, but most of them are bad news, aren't they? Most of them make us want to worry a lot more than we should have to. Amen. Even our local stations. We got WCHS, WOWK, WSAC here in the Charleston-Huntington area that we're in. And guess what they're mostly pumping out? Bad news stories. Nothing good. WSAZ, most of their stories that they're pumping out is not even from West Virginia or Kentucky or Ohio. They're from other parts of the country. Still bad news, but they're pumping in for us to read, for us to get discouraged about, for us to get anguished in our heart about. Amen? But nobody's giving good news hardly, are they? Nobody. That's what we're going to talk about today. That's what we're going to talk about today. I give you my title, and then I give it again to you here in a little bit. Today's message title is The Good News No One Is Reporting. The good news that nobody's reporting. Uh-oh, it could be that sports score from the Reds. Well, maybe. They may have won last night, I'm not sure. If they won last night, they still got the bad news on top of that, that half their team's getting traded away. So, still not good news. Even if we get a win for them, they've lost their star pitcher. Amen. So everybody still, they let you have that little trinket of good news, but still mostly bad news coming through. Amen. But that's the title. Good news, nobody, no one is reporting. Our scripture today is going to come from Psalm 46. Psalm 46, verses 1 through 10. Psalm 46, 1 through 10. Now, verse 1 says this: God is our refuge and strength. And this is the NLT version, just letting you know. God is our refuge and strength. Always. Everybody say always.
Always.
Those watching at home, type always in the comment. God is our refuge and strength. Always ready to help. In times of what?
Trouble.
Times of trouble. Woo! No matter if we're happy. No matter if we're disappointed. No matter if we're excited. No matter if we're scared. Hey, some people are at home because they're scared to go outside right now because of a COVID variant like 1,450 million. And also something new that's coming out called what? Everybody knows? Monkeypox. I don't know. That almost makes me want to catch it. Just to see what it's going to look like on me. Will it turn me into a monkey? I don't think so. But some people are scared to go outside, aren't they? But God is still our refuge and our strength. We're thankful today that God, who is our refuge, who is our hiding place, is our strength and our shelter and our ever-present help in time of trouble. Think that might be good news I'm talking about today? That sounds like some good news. No, that's some real good news. We won't double word up on you, man. Really good news rather than good news. Verse 2 says, so we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts. The Lord of Heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how He brings destruction upon the world. He curses wars, or causes wars, He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. And then verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. Not just one nation, but every nation. Amen. I will be honored throughout the world. And again, the title is, the good news is nobody's reported. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your scripture today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, and allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, for your words and not mine spoken, Lord. Lord, I ask that you open our heart, our mind, and our soul to the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, that each one of us would lean a little bit closer to you today, Lord. Lord, that each one of us will learn something new about our Lord and Savior today, Lord. Lord, that each one of us would be able to take what we learned today, Lord. Lord, and share it with our dark and dying worlds around us, Lord. Lord, the ones that might truly be in need and help in times of trouble right now, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to be with us through the end of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Look at that, boys. That was some good stuff, wasn't it? That was some good scriptures. Some friends of ours, when they read that, they feel relieved. They feel excited. They feel elated. Some still let the devil get in with them when they read that scripture. And they're still discouraged. They're still disappointed. They're still devastated by the stuff that's going on around us. Amen. Some are happy it's over. Some are happy we're almost in the last stage of that monkeypox. The COVID-19. We're in the first stage of monkeypox, apparently. From the passage that God took me to, I was like, man, I don't know if I want to preach that. I don't know if I want to preach that. Good news that nobody's reporting. That's sometimes hard. You might get attacked for preaching something that nobody's telling anybody about. That half of the world or half of the country right now says that good news don't exist. Says that it was fake. Says our Bible is a bunch of fiction. Amen. I'd say probably half of the country would think that right now. Amen. But we're going to bring some perspective to you. In Psalm 46, it's commonly believed that Psalm's written around 701 B.C. The evil king of Assyria attacked Jerusalem at that time. He was ready to tore the place up, tear the place down. The evil king was kind of like a Liam Neeson. Y'all know who Liam Neeson is, right? The actor. He got all kinds of special skills to get to somebody, don't he? To get rid of somebody in the movies he's done. That was kind of like the king of Assyria was at that time. He was most efficient and feared military force in the ancient world. He was ruthless. The king of Assyria was ruthless, cruel beyond measure. His goal wasn't to win a battle. His goal was actually to devastate. Sorry. To devastate and humiliate. That was the goal of that evil king. To psychologically terrorize his enemies, their enemies. They made tablets depicting what they would do to survivors after the war. Things like giving a form of torture execution.
impalement.
They made tablets that showed this. Yeah,
it could happen to you after we beat you down and you survive it.
To stake or spear,
to skin people alive. I don't know about you, but that would kind of scare me. How about you?
To cut off their noses, their ears,
to wear body parts as necklaces. They delighted in that.
The Assyrians delighted in that, and that type of warfare,
and the mental pain and anguish that they could put on their opponents in those wars.
Women and children both.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Amen.
They were all fair game.
In the time of national turmoil and what felt like utter hopelessness, guess what happened? The Spirit of God gave them hope. The Spirit of God gave them hope. And 2,700 years later, that same Spirit of God gives us the same hope. Amen. Again, Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help us in times of trouble. Always ready in times of trouble. With ever-present help for us. Amen. I got two Hebrew words for you. Thought you'd like that. Nitsa is the first one. To be discovered. To be encountered. To be experienced. And ever-present. There.
Think of it, something that as like discovering like the Grand Canyon or what chocolate cake tastes like or fudge.
And the second word is mod. M-E-O-D. M-E-O-D. Exceedingly abundant. Exceedingly much. Or muchness. In other words, lots and lots and lots. In times of trouble, God overflows with His exceedingly abundant protection, His provision, and His strength. Amen. What does that mean for us today? What does that mean for us right now in 2022? We don't live in Jerusalem, do we? We're not under attack from Assyrians. We might be under attack from our crazy family members. But we're not under attack from the evil Assyrians, are we? So what does that mean, feeling overwhelmed with anxiety? Terrified about a world that our kids will grow up in. Going through a global pandemic. We don't feel safe. Our job feels fragile, don't we? When we're going through these times of struggle. Marriage is hanging by a thread. Our kids are struggling. What does it mean if our faith feels weak during these times? I'm here to tell you. Everybody say God. Everybody online, give me a God in the comments. During our times of trouble, during our faith waning, God is exactly what we need. When we need Him, and more than we need. Amen. Satan will lie to us. Get us tore up from the floor up. Tell us we ain't know where we need to be. But all we got to do is call on God. Because He's more than exceeding and abundantly far above Satan. Amen. Who is God? God is the good news that no one is reporting. Amen. If you're anxious, guess what? If you're anxious, He is your peace. When you're hurting, He is your comforter. If you're lacking, He is your provider. Amen. When we sin, we all sin, don't we? He is our righteousness. Amen. Our God is our strength when we're weak. He's our hope when we're hopeless. And He's our light when the world goes dark. And I don't know about you, but it's starting to go dark all around us right now. Amen. When we're in trouble, He's our shield. Amen. Our fortress, our rock, our defender, our guide, again, is exactly what we need, when we need, and more. Psalm 46, 6 through 7 says, a different version says, the nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Amen. Our God is big, ain't he? He ain't just big. He's big. He's large and in charge. Amen. Our God is big enough to oversee the whole world and loving enough to care about us, each one of us that are here and online. He's big enough to oversee the whole world and loving enough to care about you. Amen. 46:8 says, come, see the glorious works of the Lord. Can't just tell you about it. Amen. We can't just tell everybody else about the glorious works of the Lord. They have to experience them for themselves. Amen. We have to experience God for ourselves before we truly know how much of a refuge He can be for us and what type of glorious works He can do for us and through us. Amen. Then the text gets a little bit difficult. Imagine raising a family in Jerusalem and the Assyrian army is invading. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. That's one reason. I might have not wanted to preach that part, because I hate to be still, as if y'all can't tell that. It's hard. But it's also hard to be still with our voices about a loving God that we got. Amen. And an all-knowing God. And our God of refuge. It's hard for us to keep quiet and not want to tell somebody it. Amen. But when I'm still, I feel like sometimes you can't contribute anything. You can't be in control. You can't voice your own opinion. You can't fix anything, can't you, if you're still? You can't be important. We feel like if we're still, we're not the main character in our story. Amen. But notice, the Bible doesn't say be worried, does it? It doesn't say be freaked out. Amen. The Bible doesn't say be anxious, nor does it say be angry. Amen. But it says be still. Rapha. Be quiet. Relax. To give yourself slack. Give yourself a little break. Amen. Again, God is big enough to oversee our world and loving enough to care about each one of us. Be still and know. Not by reading, not by hearing, but by experiencing the God. Amen. The God of abundance for us. The God of protection and provision for us. Amen. What happened to all the people in Jerusalem? The Assyrians attacked. They planned their attack. They planned to attack the king, or the king of Jerusalem at that time was Hezekiah. And what happened? God sent an angel out for him. God sent an angel out for him. Not a hope, y'all hear me? A angel. Proper English, an angel. Not a bunch of angels. Not a host of angels. Amen. One uno. One solitary angel. And what did that angel do? He wiped out that whole entire Syrian army that was coming to attack Jerusalem. Like 185,000 people. One angel sent from God. So if you think of God, if you don't think of God that can send one angel to take out 185,000 Assyrians, can send one angel to take care of something for us and be our help and refuge, we got problems, don't we? Because if he can do it then, he can surely do it today. Amen. Again, it didn't take 1,000 of the angels. It just took one. Again, our God is exactly what we need when we need Him. Amen. He's big enough to oversee the world, and He's loving enough to care about us. Just one angel. Amen. Just one answered prayer. Just one touch. Just one sermon. Just one word. Raphi. Verse 10 again. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. What do we need? What do we need? I invite you to slow down a little bit. Slow down just a little bit. To silence the noise of the world that Satan's trying to push through to us to override our Heavenly Father speaking to us. I challenge us to quieten our soul so that God can speak to us evermore. So that He can show us truly how much He is there for our time in need and trouble. Amen. And ever-present help. Let God be exactly what we need in that moment and more. Be still and know that He is God. Don't wonder. Don't wish. Don't hope. But know that He alone is God. As they come for our final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I again thank You for Your message today, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for Your Holy Spirit, Lord, moving Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, for Your words spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank You for the blessing and the good news of knowing that our Lord and Savior is our ever-present help in our times of trouble, Lord. Lord, I ask You just to put this message of blessing upon each one of our hearts, Lord. Lord, that not only will it help us in our daily walk, Lord, in our daily lives, Lord, but will it help us share with somebody that might be struggling, Lord. Whether a brother and sister in Christ, Lord, or somebody that don't know You yet, Jesus. Lord, that we can tell them that no matter what struggle they're going through, Lord, that You are the true help and need that each one of us have a need in our lives, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do, Lord. In Your name I pray. Amen.